Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy-Darling, a.k.a. Mrs. Green, and with me is Sarah Bailey from the Center for Biological Diversity. And what a great topic she has to talk about for spring, wildlife-friendly wedding guide. Sarah, how great.
Yeah, the wildlife-friendly wedding guide is a compilation of sustainable suggestions for your wedding. So it's a little more comprehensive than your average listicle, but not as intimidating as a whole book.
So give me a couple, like the top three.
Sure. So travel's probably the biggest. So before you even decide your menu or your dress, you want to know where your wedding is, even beyond venue. So the city, figuring out where most of your guests are. Many of us live spread far and wide from our loved ones. So figuring out where maybe the most of your guests are, so not everyone's hopping on a plane. Many people, destination weddings have become popular. And even with a smaller guest list, they can have still a huge impact because air travel is a huge emitter of carbons.
What's next? I'm going to guess. Is food another big one?
Yep. So food, specifically going for a plant-based menu for your wedding. Meat, and specifically red meat, has a really high impact. There's a lot of carbon emissions associated with that. Going for a more plant-based menu, specifically myself, my fiance and I compromised. We went with vegetarian appetizers and then opted for chicken and fish as our entrees because those are lower impact than red meat.
What about things like favors and a big cake versus cupcakes? Are things like that included in the guide?
Yeah, we cover all areas. So suggestions like smaller desserts instead of a giant cake, something that might be easier for guests to grab and walk around with so it doesn't get forgotten at their table. And things like favors, if you decide to do favors at all, you can always opt out. Maybe selecting something that won't produce waste and can actually be beneficial for wildlife. Something I've made is seed bombs, which you mix seeds with like recycled paper pulp and dry them out, and your guests can plant them, and then those are going to grow and be beneficial for endangered species like monarch butterflies. And the bonus is, even if your guests forget to take them with them, you just have the makings for a really good garden, so you can still use them.
And how can people find out about more information if they want an in-depth look and how to measure it and all that? Is there a website for that?
Yes, that's wildlifefriendlywedding.com. Those are definitely the big ones, but definitely check out the whole guide because there's options that are not only good for the planet, but good for your wallet, like buying a used dress, or things that'll simplify your logistics for your guests, like having a shuttle bus instead of everyone driving. So definitely check out the whole guide. And the online version also has a wedding footprint calculator, so you can actually calculate the savings of different choices.
I think people are going to love this. So thank you for caring enough to be on the show and sharing that information. Past episodes of this program can be heard on kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to learn more about just what Mrs. Green's World is up to these days, come visit us at mrsgreensworld.com, because together we do great things for the planet.